Danny, rage against the umpires is something that I don't really want to speak about, but unfortunately it happens. And the WA Footy Commission did a research and they revealed that more than 8 out of the 10 umpires across Western Australia last year copped serious verbal abuse.
Which is disgusting, isn't it? Because it's sure quite is. Often games on the weekend where there's lots of young children around.
That's
and families.
Right.
And quite often young umpires as well.
So exactly. And a lot of these people that actually are saying these things from the boundary line are parents of kids. And I've got Dean Margetts on the line, AFL Life member. He's umpired over 370-odd games, I think, at AFL football. And I thought, what better person to be able to have a chat with us about all that. G'day, Dino, and how are you these days?
G'day, Nathan, Danny. Yeah, I'm really good, thanks, mate. And thanks for giving a little bit of voice to what's a really important thing and something I'm very passionate about.
Yeah, what's your thoughts around that at the moment?
Oh, look, it's a little bit sad where it's got to, but I'm really pleased and proud of the West Australia Police Commission for investing a significant amount of resources and effort into a really researched and fact-finded survey, which has given us some really good avenues to attack this. And hopefully, like you said before in your intro, that generally we find these are parents doing it. So that's the saddest part.
When you play in AFL, right, and obviously I played and you coached, you umpired it, it's difficult to actually hear those individual comments because it's so loud. But now that you're in the country and you're umpiring at local level, do you hear it a lot?
Yeah, you do. It's a little bit more fun for me now. Obviously, being in the AFL for over 20 years, I think people just have a bit of fun with you on the boundary line. But my concern is when you go to a junior game and you're standing next to people who are parents, you know, really having a crack at these young kids who are 15, 16, 17, just going about their casual work. And you're both parents, and in time, you're going to have kids that age where, you know, if they came home dispirited and soulless from going to work, I mean, I'm pretty sure you'd be disappointed about that. And I see that on a weekend most weeks.
How do we fix it, though? Like, how do you educate people and encourage them to stop doing it? I feel like it's just, I don't know. Are we fighting a losing battle or can we change the way they spectate?
I think we can. I think today is a really significant step in the right direction, Danny, as far as, you know, calling out the behaviour. And you'll hear some ads, you know, with some pretty confronting sort of commentary on it. And some of these parents hopefully will hear that and go, crikey, do I sound like that? And if we can change one or two per weekend for the next, you know, few years, Danny, that's going to significantly change. And if we can improve our retention by 10%, then all of a sudden all this explosion of footy and female footy can have umpires in every game, which is what we want.
And AFL is a game that we all love, but we also have to understand it needs to be umpired as well. And when, you know, young kids are getting abused, suddenly they don't want to be an umpire, Dean.
And that's the issue, mate. So we get a lot of young kids. Recruitment is absolutely at an all-time high. 13-year-olds, 12-year-olds, they just want to start. But after two or three seasons, when they get to 17, 18, they go, you know what? I don't need this anymore. So we've got to try and prevent that. And what we do forget too, Andrew, is a lot of these young umpires do two games a weekend. Like they do back-to-back games. So if they're getting abused by parents, when the parents get in the car and disappear home with their kids, they forget that this umpire is going back out to another game. Now, what level of performance can we expect from that umpire who's just gone through that sort of experience?
Has to start at the top, though, as well. Like, if you set an example with it in the AFL and the way it's respected professionally, then hopefully that sort of filters down through into community footy as well.
Well, we can only hope, Danny. Obviously, the AFL is a bit of a different world up there, as you know, but certainly I think these campaigns can hopefully give the confidence to you, myself and Andrew to go, you know what, if you hear or see something in a game, walk over and say, hey, excuse me, you think that's appropriate? And you'd be surprised at the reaction you get. I don't think it's always going to be confrontive and combative. I think people might just go, oh, you know, was I sounding like that? And potentially that could be a massive improvement in the environment we're looking for.
Dean, whilst I didn't want to divert off the topic too much, there is something I have to ask you, if that's okay.
Sure.
If you've got a minute of your time to answer the question, Embers, I wanted to spring it on Dean. We've got him on the rush hour at a very important topic, but now that we have him, I feel like I've got to ask the question.
Okay.
So 2015, if you can take your mind back.
Oh, no.
I just want you to explain whether or not you think Luke, my husband, cost you a spot at umpiring the 2015 grand final.
Oh,
and is there a message you want to pass on to him as a result of that?
And I've just taken probably 7 years of a severe counselling program to get over that decision. I've just come out the back of it, and here you are bringing up on a pretty important radio program. Look, that's a moment in time which I get asked that question a bit, because I think I was close to a spot that year. And I guess what that tells us, Danny, is AFL umpiring is tough, and it comes down to certain moments in games. And I just wish Luke was at the other end of the ground for that period of time.
Dino, for those people that don't remember the incident, can you explain to us what Danny's talking about?
Yeah, so preliminary final, West Coast, North Melbourne, sort of early-ish in the last quarter or mid-last quarter, close game. I think it was Swallow from North Melbourne goes to pick up the ball and Luke comes through and takes his legs out. My whistle goes to my mouth and just before blowing, I said, oh, play on. And I didn't play it and it was a significant missed error. And I'm here, like I said, just out the back of a pretty significant counselling process. Oh, yeah.
I feel like we owe you a hot dinner. Come over one night, Dean, and we'll make it up to you.
Yeah, I think you are, and I might take you up on that because Luke needs to see and understand my pain. He does.
Without doubt, one of the most hardest games to umpire is AFL football. Can I just ask you, before we let you go, about Jack Ginnivan and the high tackle? How difficult is it when you are taught to umpire a certain way and then suddenly things sort of change during the week and suddenly you have to look at it differently?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a misconception there, members. That rule, that shrug, that lift, that arm sort of lifting has been involved since 2017. I think what's happened is one player sort of brought it to the surface and it's become a bit of a reminder and a refresher. So we've sort of always umpired it that way, but certainly over the last sort of few weeks, I think when maybe that player got away with a few of them, a few players thought, oh, that's the way it's gone. We might go back to how we need to play. But certainly, I think it's found its right spot now, so I think we'll be okay moving forward. And just on that, Danny, I think your husband may have had that rule sort of designed sort of for him a little bit. Is that accurate too? For going back the other way?
It was a goal that I think I can remember Luke Shuey kicking after a final in Adelaide once the knee sort of might have dropped a little bit. But being a West Coast Eagles supporter, I think the umpire certainly got it right. Hey, Dino, you've been an absolute star, mate. As I said, an AFL Life member, umpired 376 matches, mate, 12 finals. And you're always really easy to be able to track down and have a chat when we need to, mate. Appreciate your time on the Rush Hour.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, Danny. Thanks, Emma. And I'll wait for that text message for the roast dinner, Danny. Looking forward to it.